Later this afternoon, the British Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood will unveil sweeping changes to the country's immigration laws. The proposed changes, which have been widely leaked, will make it more difficult for immigrants to stay in the country, even when they've been awarded refugee status. Those arriving will have to wait 20 years before they can apply to stay permanently. Alex Norris is a minister at the British Home Office and he's been speaking to the BBC.
Public confidence is low. They need to see delivery, but that's why we're making the changes we're making today, because they will see a system that has better order. You know, we will restore order and control at our borders, that is a fair one, is a humane one, that gets, you know, that makes sure that people who need support get it, but one, as I say, that has that order and control.
The proposed new laws could well have implications here, something the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan was asked about at a meeting of the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference in Dublin.
We did also, in respect to your second question, discuss the issue of asylum applicants and the changes that have been announced today by the Home Secretary Mahmood. I want to thank her for the fact that she gave my department a briefing on these proposals last Thursday. Obviously, there is a very significant amount of cooperation and collaboration required between the two jurisdictions in respect of asylum. As you'll be aware, that we believe over 80% of the people applying for international protection do so having come in over the border with Northern Ireland. Similarly, however, I know there's a concern in the UK that individuals arriving in Dublin are making their way up to Belfast and then going over to the UK that way. So what it does indicate to me is that there has to be significant cooperation.
And that was Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan speaking a short time ago. For more, we can talk to Financial Times political correspondent Anna Gross. Anna, before we talk about these proposed changes, can you sketch in the background for us? Why is a Labour government introducing such stiff immigration laws?
Well, this has been an issue that's been sort of rising in salience over the past few years. We saw the Conservative government try to get a sort of handle on the rising number of small boats coming over. Rishi Sunak, you may remember, the former Conservative Prime Minister, said he was going to stop the boats, which he later, since stepping down, said that it was a regret of his. He probably shouldn't have said it. But, you know, it was a big problem back then. And we've only seen the salience of it increase since then. In the background, you have Reform UK under Nigel Farage saying that it would introduce incredibly draconian measures to try to reduce and actually end entirely asylum seekers coming over on small boats. The Conservatives under Cammy Badenoch have said that they'd leave the ECHR, the European Convention on Human Rights, and again make it actually illegal to claim refugee status if they even came if a person came over on a small boat. So against this backdrop, and a final kind of contextual thing that's probably quite important is that if you look at rankings of what people consider to be the most important issue facing the country at the moment, immigration has shot right to the top. So above cost of living, above health, immigration is right there at the top. So against that backdrop, Labour is trying, under Starmer, is trying to say and show to the public, look, we take this seriously. We also think it's a huge problem and we're going to be, you know, as tough, as aggressive as some of these other parties that we're actually currently at the moment shedding support to.
As you understand it then, what will the main change be?
I think the biggest change, the one that's likely to affect the most number of people, is the fact that people with refugee status could be forced to return to their home country if that country becomes safe. So it's basically ending the permanent status of refugee and saying that people have to will have to keep applying for refugee status every 2.5 years. I believe it's 2.5 years. And the government will continue to check whether their country of origin is safe. So people will have to go home if that status does change. And then there are several other changes, and they are quite significant, but the numbers of people that they're going to impact are smaller.
How much opposition is there within the Labour Party to what's being proposed?
There's a lot of opposition within the Labour Party. I mean, there are a very large number of MPs who are coming out on the record saying we thoroughly disagree with this. There's Tony Vaughan, who is on the Today programme today. He's a Labour MP. He's also an immigration lawyer who is saying, I think these policies are wrong and we shouldn't be doing them. And you know, other MPs, Simon Ofer, who's come out and said similar, and he said, you know, we shouldn't be aping, we shouldn't be copying the policies of Reform and Nigel Farage. We should be charting our own course and presenting a different argument. And then The Guardian's reporting today that there's a minister on resignation watch. That might be the first of many. And it's coming at a time when the Labour government is pretty unstable. We've seen kind of it being rocked by kind of rumours about a potential leadership challenge. There's a lot of upset and confusion about the autumn budget, which is coming in the next 2 weeks. And there's a lot of things swirling around Westminster about whether Starmer can even last, you know, for another year. And so it's a very, very challenging backdrop against which to try to force through what are deeply unpopular policies. I would say, just as a counterpoint to that, there are lots of MPs who are in kind of red wall seats and former Labour strongholds, even those who, for example, were very against the welfare reforms and that the Labour government tried to put through earlier this year, who are more open and more sympathetic to these measures, because I think that they're more aware of how salient and how frustrated their voters are about the immigration issue.
Anna Gross of the Financial Times, thanks indeed for talking to us.